good to be dropping in your blessing, amen. Not a burden. So we just came to see the friends, and I'd met your pastor before, and kind of didn't remember, so I hope he forgives me for that. But anyway, it's good to be here. Good to be in church, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, good to be saved. Don't ever take that for granted.
Yeah.
When we moved down in the fall, and of course we were in Canada, we were pastoring the last 2 years. We were at our church for 15 years, but we didn't even realize when we were there the weight that we were carrying with everything that was going on.
Mm. Yeah.
The first Sunday that we got that I got down to Florida, we kind of came down in groups, and I sat in church. It just hit me. That I can sit in church today, and I can sing, and I can be with God's people,
amen.
And I don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah,
amen.
And it brought tears to my eyes. And I don't even think some of the folks up there right now really realize the weight. Mm-hmm. So I know we prayed this morning, but just continue to pray for those folks.
Yes.
Pray for the preachers.
Amen.
And pray for the people that they'll follow God's man.
Right.
Amen.
And they'll, if they don't have the faith, that they'll follow his faith.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And that's the way God did with Israel.
Mm.
You know, he sent Moses, and there were times those people doubted Moses.
Right.
Yep.
And Moses knew what God wanted him to
yep.
do and where he wanted him to go. And so they just had to follow Moses. Amen.
Right.
Yep.
And it worked out. So just pray for them. And we're going to sing this song first. We haven't done this in a while, but hopefully we get it right. Amen.
Arise, my soul, arise, shake off thy guilty fears, the bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my sturdy stand, my name is written on his hand. My name is written on his hand. He ever lives above for me to intercede. His all-redeeming love, his precious blood to plead, his blood atoned for all our race, and spring. Sprinkles now the throne of grace. Five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers, they strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh forgive, they cry, nor let sinner die, nor let that ransom sinner die. The Father hears him pray, the dear anointed one, he cannot turn away. The presence of his Son, his Spirit answers to the blood, and tells me I am born of God, and tells me I am born of God. To God I'm reconciled, his pardoning voice I hear. He owns me for his child, I can no longer fear. With confidence I now draw nigh, and Father of a Father.
There is a word that's so dear to my heart. It brought light to my dark, weary soul. For without it, my end would be pain and despair. And God said he, I'd never behold.
Redeemed, the best thing I've ever heard. I've been brought here from there by that precious word. I'm free, I'm forgiven, I'm washed and I'm clean. Jesus bought me, thank God I'm redeemed.
You know, Satan once held me so firm in his prison, I'd never get out, so it seemed. Till one day I heard footsteps down the hall of that dungeon, and a voice cried, I've come to redeem.
Redeem, the best thing I've ever.
Loved us so much, he was willing to die on that old rugged tree. His blood was my payment both now and forever. I'm his now, thank God I'm redeemed.
Redeemed, the best thing I've ever.
And hungry, rejected and diseased, longing for the crumbs that a rich man threw away, relying.
mercy to get him through each day.
Oh, but Jesus loves the faithful even when they're down and out. He sends the angels down for Lazarus and Jesus here now. Ready in the palace, dining with the king.
Standing on his promises, and one day I will be living in the palace, dining with the king,
joining the angels as they sing. Holy is our God, walking with the lion and the lamb, by the tree of life to the promised land, living in the palace, dining with the king.
Just thinking that, you know, this whole world and things going on in Canada and everywhere else, and probably one day here, one day we'll be in the palace with the king. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's do this one here.
From the beginning, still you chose to die. Knowing I would disappoint you, still you gave me your life. You knew the times I would deny you, the times that I would fail. Still you chose the path to Calvary, you chose the cross, you chose the nails.
Amazed at all you've done to save me. In awe of your mercy with no end. Astounded by your love, Lord, I just can't say enough. To you I will forever lift my praise. Here I stand amazed.
Ocean of your saving blood that I don't deserve, and no limits to your grace so free, it's nothing I have earned. Still you're reaching out your nail-scarred hands, rescuing mankind. All creation sings the story of your sovereign sacrifice.
Amazed at all you've done to save me. In awe of your mercy with no end. Astounded by your love, Lord, I just can't say enough. To you I will forever lift my praise. Here I stand amazed.
Though I could not understand the perfection of your way, yet I will lift my eyes in wonder. I will lift my voice in praise.
Amazed at all you've done to save me. In awe of your mercy with no end. Astounded by your love, Lord, I just can't say enough. To you I will forever lift my praise. Here I stand amazed.
Astounded by your love, Lord,
While they're coming, they sang that song, I Stand Amazed. And as Brother Mark has been preaching through Leviticus and as we've been reading through Exodus, we see the great lengths that they had to go through, that God went through with the people to purify them, to sanctify them, just so He could meet with them. And I think about the great lengths that God went for us through His Son Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary so that He could move into us. That thing of spiritual circumcision that took place created a new man inside of us, a new creature, so that God could come meet with us. I don't know about you, but I'm amazed by that. The great lengths that He did that so that He could fellowship with you. Amen. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. And I know many of you this morning are tired. Amen. But we need to worship Him. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do this real quick. Everybody put your right hand up. Everybody put your left hand up. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
All right, just want to make sure it worked.
Yep.
All right. All right. Sing a couple for us. We'll stop about 15, 20 seconds.
Okay. Amen. Well, I thought about this song. Someone shouted out, one of these days. And I already have it on my list to sing this morning, so we're going to sing it. D, is it? Okay. No, it's higher than that. Let's try this one right here. Fourth fret. I think that's where we're at.
Amen.
If not, we'll try again. Amen. Some folks have had more than... Yeah, that's not good. I knew I had it right all along. Okay, let's try it here.
Some folks have had more than their share of problems. There are so many things they could not understand, but they've been faithful through the years and walked on through the tears. They've walked on holding to an unseen hand.
One of these days.
Then a shout will ring out without a warning, and the children of the Lord are gonna fly away.
One of these days.
Second verse again. I haven't got enough of this one yet. Well,
What's the first word?
The sun will rise just as it did this morning. It will seem to me as any other day. But then a shout will ring out without a
looking at examples in the Old Testament and in the New Testament of those who stayed faithful in the face of impossible odds, those who stayed faithful in the face of persecution and opposition. And one of those examples is Joshua. He came up to those walls of Jericho. They were great and high. Too big for his rabble of an army to overcome. Amen.
Right.
But if God be for us, who can be against us? He just stayed faithful and he saw the walls come down. So I want to do this one. It's an old one, but I like it. We just call it Joshua, I guess is the title of it.
Amen.
Well, the Lord told Joshua to go to Jericho and to march 7 times around. He followed faithfully the blessed Lord's command, and the walls came tumbling down.
And the walls
came tumbling down.
Joshua
marched 7 times around. In the power of the blood, and you hope to wear a crown. Just follow faithfully the blessed Lord's command. Walls of doubt will tumble down,
and the walls
came tumbling down.
Joshua
marched 7 times around. And the walls came tumbling down. And the walls came tumbling down.
All right, you little ones, you ready to sing one? Come on up here. I want these little ones to sing one. And, you know, you can trust the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes we talk about trusting God and prayer kind of with the last resort type of thing. Come on over here. Come on over here. This mic will pick them up good, I think. We talk about it as a last resort. Well, we can't do anything else. We might as well trust the Lord. All we can do is trust the Lord. Well, that's all God wants us to do. Amen. And you trust him and pray and God will see you through. And this one is,
this song is, I guess some people might call it a Christmas song, but we're still in January.
Amen. So we can sing it. And the title of this song is I Trust You. See the clock back there. We've got a few more minutes. I thought of this song also this morning. Raise the standard.
Yes, sir.
You know, this the standard now. Time to raise it high. And that was those standard bearers, when they went into battle, it was more than just, oh, I've got the pretty flag that everybody see. It was very important. The whole company got their orders through that standard. And he would lead, and there are different flags for different things they were supposed to do. We are standard bearers in this day. And our standard is standard. The standard's God's word. And we need to raise it high. And so raise the standard. Pray it be a blessing to you.
As he marched off into battle, he held the standard high, determined to keep it flying, even if it cost his life. He carried with him no weapon for his own defense. He risked his life to bear the flag that the battle they might win.
Battle raged through the day, hard fighting from each side. The battle raged through the day, hard fighting from each side. Through it all, the standard was upraised, waving, flying high. As the battle drew near to the end, the soldiers still held on. Kept the banner flying, and the battle they had won.
Raise the standard, lift it high. Stand for God's word through the fight. Let others see the banner that will guide them to the right. Raise the standard.
assailed on every side. But the Bible is our standard that we raise in every fight. May we always be courageous, for we know that God's with us. May we lift the blood-stained banner high through the preaching of the cross.
Raise the standard.
Kids and the friend kids, they got a song they're going to sing. For mine.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free.
Healing. He shed his blood to fill.